Esta actriz is recreating on David Ruddock. That's R-U-D. David Ruddock. R-U-D-D-O-C-K. Ruddock. R as in Robert. David, D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth, 6/24/51. Date of visit, 3/21/22. Please make copy for Dr. Brittany Newton, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Brittany, thank you for sending David Ruddock for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 70-year-old male who has previously been diagnosed to have pulmonary fibrosis, has a prior history of rheumatoid arthritis, and has been short of breath with exertion. The patient also has a past history of smoking. He has been experiencing some cough and dyspnea with activity, but denies significant sputum production or hemoptysis or fevers or chills. He went for a recent pulmonary evaluation at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, at which time he had extensive testing done, including a chest CT, but I'm sorry, chest CT and a PFT. Immunologic studies were also conducted. The patient's PFTs demonstrated a restrictive disease with the moderate reduction in diffusing capacity. A CT chest that was done in December 21 showed chronic interstitial disease with probable UIP pattern. And also a 7-millimeter nodule along the left major fissure, and follow-up was suggested. The patient's other labs were also done, which showed blood sugar of 96, BUN of 18, and potassium 3.8, and hemoglobin of 11.9. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of atrial fibrillation and history of a myocardial infarct and a past history for abdominal aortic aneurysm repair. He has had rheumatoid arthritis and has coronary artery disease with stenting times 3, history of sinus surgery and foot surgery. He has had hypothyroidism. And a history for atrial fibrillation with atrial ablation. He also had abdominal aortic aneurysm repair. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for over 10 years. No significant alcohol use. He worked as a police officer. Next paragraph, allergies to Finnergan. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of old age, father died of lung cancer. Next paragraph, med list included Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, Hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams BID, Coumadin 5 milligrams daily, Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly, Levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily, Leothyronine sodium 5 micrograms daily. Next paragraph, system review of the patient. Had no weight loss, he has fatigue, he has no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, he has no urinary frequency, hematuria, or flank pains. He has some shortness of breath and coughing spells. He has heartburn, no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no anxiety, no depression. He has no easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And no seizures, headaches, or numbness to the extremities, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor sign of the sector superficial edema. His blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 198, saturation 97. HENT anomalous tube was reactive. Sclera of a clear throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, trachea, midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Few scattered crackles at the lung bases. And occasional wheezes. Heart diastasis are regular, asthma, and asthma, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is interstitial lung disease with probable UIP. Number 2 is rheumatoid arthritis. Number 3, left lung nodule etiology undetermined. And next next paragraph. Number four is hypothyroidism. And number five is gastroesophageal reflux. Next plan, the patient has been advised to continue with his present regimen for rheumatoid arthritis. He will also use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs PRN for shortness of breath. And the patient is going to follow up at the Mayo Clinic one more time with regards to further therapies for his interstitial lung disease. A follow-up visit will be arranged in 6 weeks. I've advised him to go for pulmonary rehabilitation and a CT chest to be repeated in 6 months to evaluate the lung nodule as well. Patient may be a candidate to use OFEV for his UIP. And we will wait for the Mayo Clinic opinion. And try to compare his previous chest CT with the present one. I will make a follow-up report after his next visit in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Brittany Newton, M.D., N-E-W-T-O-N, Newton, N as Nancy, Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, M.D., thank you for this consultation.